No Bears music? What? Is everybody finished with
it? Trying to move on.
No, I'm not moving on. All this is a step in the right direction, albeit a depressing, hideous, terrible
Keep
step.
Going.
Chicago Bears insider for WGN Radio and WGN TV, Adam Hogue, is with us. Adam.
Did you see the game, Adam?
No, what happened?
Oh, you're not going to like this.
Wait, they're not playing this weekend?
No. Well, I don't think
they
are.
Not on the field.
No. Nope.
I went from being so mad at Cody Parkey to really worrying about his mental health after the game.
Yeah. I mean, I feel awful. These are the tricky situations in sports. It's still sports, and compared to everything else we talk about on WGN Radio every single day, this is what I like to call the toy box of life, right? That at least I'm working in here. But these are real people, real humans that have families, and it's just awful when you have something end like this. But at the same time, it is somebody who's getting paid a lot of money. And
that's his job to kick through the goalposts,
not hit
them.
And we're not talking about a 55-yarder or anything like that either. So it did get deflected. I think that did prevent the kick for coming back from left to right because he was trying to play the win. But at the same time, 42-yarder, he probably would tell you he should get a little bit more lift on the football so that it doesn't have a chance to be blocked. And quite frankly, other than he had that bad stretch where he hit four goalposts against the Lions. And then he came back and he bounced back strong from that. And I'm not a kicking expert, but he went through a good stretch there where he was, you could tell, hitting the ball confidently. Like, he was drilling the field goals there for a couple weeks. And then it went back to sort of this iffiness, and he missed a couple here and there. He had the missed extra point against the Vikings last week. And it's just like the kicks did not look confident coming off his foot. I would even say the first kick last night, I'm talking about when they iced him right before the miss.
Yeah.
Even that one didn't look that great to me. It went through.
I was surprised it went through.
Yeah, it didn't look like he kicked it all that strongly.
But Adam, do you remember on Friday when we talked to you, I even said sometimes when something happens, you get a little bit snake bit. There's a small part of your brain going, boy, I've had a bunch of times where I've hit the uprights, the goalpost, and that's what happened, kind of.
I've never seen this before. He had six uprights and one crossbar in one season, and not once did the ball bounce the other direction.
Right.
And to think about, I definitely am not a physics expert, but to hit the upright and to have it bounce down just perfectly in a way where then it hits the crossbar and still doesn't get the right bounce.
Defy the laws of physics.
It's unbelievable.
He should be a chemist or a physicist or something.
Maybe the next career,
right.
Speaking of his next career, I mean, come on. He's finished with the Bears, isn't he?
You think, Adam?
Yeah. I do, and the there's only really two reasons why you'd keep him. One is money. I mean, it's a $5.2 million cap hit. Just shy of that, which is a lot for a kicker when you consider, like, if you're going to go out and pay Robbie Gould, you're going to owe him like $2 to $3 million. So now you're talking about $8 million next year on the kicking position. It's kind of unheard of.
Could have won the game,
right? Well, I would say you should still do that. Now, the other reason is just if they truly believe that there can be a redemption story next year, I just don't see it, guys, and I just think that's way too risky. It's all right here in front of you. I mean, you had a team that was really, really good, and the season ended because of the kicking position. I don't know how you can go into next year sitting on your hands and going into it with the same guy.
What if he opened up a coat company called Cody's Parkas that
he'd never hang anything up on the rod? Yeah. Everything would fall
they
down.
They would hit the rod, and then they would
down.
Bounce the wrong way. Don't you think that's a good option for him?
Maybe.
I feel so sorry for him, but you know what? He's paid to do a job. He's not doing his job.
Yep.
And that's the thing. I mean, we can point to the fact that it looked like the kick was deflected. You can make some excuse here or there for last night, and he did make three in the game. However, he missed 11 kicks on the season.
That's a lot.
It wasn't a good season. It's not just about last night. And we all went into this game saying it is a very realistic possibility that the game could come down to Cody Parkey.
Yep.
And no one could feel confident about that. You wanted to avoid that situation. And they weren't able to do that, and that's why there's many other reasons that we can point to today why they lost the game. But it did come down to a makeable field goal, and the guy who's paid to make it didn't.
And Robbie Gould is there. He's at the game.
I know, it's crazy.
Watching it.
Do we have a backup kicker?
No. I mean,
if Cody Parkey wasn't there for some reason, if he got the stomach flu before the game, who would have kicked?
Probably Pat O'Donnell, who's handled some kickoffs in the past.
The punter.
Right.
All right. Yeah.
You saw the other night, I don't know if you're watching Saturday night, but Seattle's kicker, Sebastian Janikowski, got hurt in the middle of the game. And they had their punter is able to drop kick, but he's not able to actually...
Not your standard kick.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. And so they didn't have a kicker the rest of the game.
So why didn't Matt Nagy... Why didn't he pull someone? I feel that it's Matt's fault for...
Oh. Is that true,
Adam?
Well,
it's not like yesterday. This
has been a problem for a while.
What you're talking about is in the middle of the year they should have found a different kicker, is what you're saying.
Yep.
And that's a...
He put him in a position that he wasn't able to deliver in.
The problem was you guaranteed this guy $9 million. You gave him a ton of money in the offseason. It's the first of 4 years.
He's got a good agent.
He's still...
Yes, he does.
What I don't understand still, and I thought this was fishy when they signed him back in March, he's now been on 5 different teams in 5 years.
Oh.
And I don't break down kickers like I do every other position in the NFL, but
right, that's like a girl who dates a lot.
It seemed
wink,
weird
wink,
to
wink.
Me to get for a guy that's been
I didn't
on that
hit
many
the poll.
Teams.
I was a good girl
to get that much money.
Right,
I don't know.
Right, right. All right.
I feel bad for him still, but he cannot be a Bear anymore.
I think that's completely fair to have those feelings.
This aside, all right, let's look at the Bears for next season, Adam. Give me a change or two that we're going to see. What's going to be different about next year's version of the Bears as opposed to this year's version of the Bears?
Well, the focus, I think, first and foremost, the status of Vic Fangio here. I mean, you want to talk about a big change.
He'll be the head coach of either Denver or probably Miami or maybe.
Well, actually looks like there was a report this morning that Miami pulled their interview back.
Oh.
That's not even going to happen.
Oh.
And I don't know that Fangio is actually the front runner in Denver right now. So my guess right now, and things are still fluid, is that he will be back with the Bears.
Oh, great. That's nice.
But if he's not, you want to talk about change, there's a huge change right there. I mean, if they have to go out and get a new defensive coordinator, because there's no question Vic Fangio's helped build this defense in the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Now, on the offensive side of the ball, though, I mean, I think you still got to look at upgrades across the board. Here and there, now they don't have a first-round pick, they don't have a second-round pick, which is a huge factor. And they're not going to have as much freedom just spending cash like they have now that they've signed Khalil Mack to a huge deal, and they got to start thinking about extending Mitch Trubisky down the road. That's not going to happen this offseason, but it's got to be planned out in advance. So,
do you think they'll sign Bryce Harper or Manny Machado?
There was a rumor going around that Machado was there last night. I can't confirm that. I just, I'm not even, but that maybe he's the next Bears kicker.
Wouldn't that be crazy? As you were watching it happen, it's funny because the play itself only took a couple of seconds, but it seemed like an eternity.
Yeah.
What was going on in your mind as you saw the kick go up and then hit the posts? What were you thinking?
You know, it reminded me, I happened to be at Game 7 of the 2003 NLCS when the Cubs lost to the Marlins.
Yeah.
And just that scene, I sat there for a few moments after
that
while the teams were shaking hands. It was just, most times games end and everybody's in a rush to get to their cars and beat traffic.
Yeah.
And it was different. People were just kind of sitting there wondering what just happened. How did this great season just end like that? And that's the feeling I got just sort of looking over at Soldier Field and taking it in.
Good comparison.
Matt Nagy's face when that ball missed was just
what just happened?
Like, how in the world did this happen again?
Yeah.
That's what I call instant meme face.
Yeah, totally. I noticed, and maybe this has been going on for a while, but those crazy air raid sirens were making me so nervous. Is that a new thing?
There was one point, it may have even been at halftime, where I thought it got stuck.
It just kept going.
I'm like, are they going to ever stop the siren?
Are fans allowed to bring whistles to the park? Because I thought every time somebody on their team was running with the ball, I would just blow the whistle and make them think the play was over.
See, that's exactly why whistles are not allowed.
Oh, all right.
I bet you could sneak one in.
I'm going to sneak in a whistle next time.
Or get the, remember Toot Sweet? It was made out of Tootsie
candy?
Rolls?
Yeah.
You could do that.
All right. done.
I'm counting on you for
next year. Consider it done.
Well, Adam, the good news is, all right, I correct me if I'm wrong, but the 85 Bears, the prior season to the Super Bowl win, was it great?
They made the NFC Championship game, but they lost 23-0 to the San Francisco 49ers. So I've heard that comparison a lot this year. I haven't always agreed with it, but you know we're on the right track. Certainly on the right track. Certainly should be a talented football team next year. We'll see what kind of changes are made if they have to, you know, replace some coaches here or there. But the one thing I keep going back to is now you have to play a first-place schedule. The way the NFL does their scheduling is now you have to play the first-place teams from the other two divisions that you want to
play. It's going to be a tough year next year.
And if you just look at the schedule, I mean, it's a lot of these playoff teams. The Chiefs, yeah. The Rams, the Chargers are on there. You got the Cowboys. You're going to play the Giants again. The Giants should be better. I mean, top to bottom, it's plus everyone in your division still. So it's going to be a much tougher road to get to the same spot. And I think you can look at what the Chiefs and Rams have done this year. They were both wild card teams last year that hosted wild card games that lost, just like the Bears just did. Well, this year they took it to a new level and they got those first round byes. And if you look at the Super Bowl, 9 out of the last 10 teams to make the Super Bowl were actually one seeds. So it matters getting that first round bye. It matters what you do in the regular season, but it's going to be a really tough road for the Bears to go 12-4 again. And as we saw this year, 12-4 didn't even get them a first round bye.
I'm still a fan.
Well, you should be.
Fangio.
There's a lot to be excited about.
Well, best of luck to all of us. I hope Cody Parkey's okay, because I really feel bad, but I'll help you pack your bags.
Wow. What a nice invitation.
Well, they're going to be opening up the locker room here to us around noon, and I'm interested to see if he's in there and what the mood is like in there and what guys are saying.
Give him a hug, Adam. Give him a hug for us.
I don't think that's professional, but...
It's not.
He needs it.
Yeah. He needs it today more than ever.
He does.
Thanks, Adam.
Thanks,
appreciate
Adam.
It.
All right, thanks, guys.
It's Adam Hogue. He's the Bears insider.
And you?
I'm the Bears outsider. Way outsider.